As part of the Upper Guinean rainforest ecosystem, Tsapo is home to more than 700 kinds of animals, including threatened species such as the African golden cat, the Liberian mongoose, and the white-necked rockfowl. The 1,800 square kilometer preserve stretches from marshland near the coast of southeast Sino County to the steep ridges of the Puutu Mountains in the north. Years of civil war in Liberia drove many of the park's rangers across the border into Ivory Coast as rebels looted their buildings and poached forest elephant and pygmy hippopotamus. But even with peace restored, Liberia's only national park is still being plundered by illegal mining and hunting.
Tsapo National Park is seriously threatened.
Jerome Nyenkin is the deputy executive director of Liberia's Environmental Protection Agency.
A whole group of West African nationals, Malians, Guineans, Nigerians, Sierra Leoneans, Ghanaians, are all in the park.
Yenkin says park rangers lack the training or equipment to properly shield the park from outside encroachment. He estimates there are as many as 20,000 people living inside the protected area, cutting timber, fishing, grazing cattle, and clearing ground for planting. Many search for diamonds and pan for gold in the Sino River.
We've been in the park for a number of years now. We mine gold, a diamond, and some other minerals.
Liberian Garpu Pajabo lives in the national park with his family.
We don't have nowhere to go. And the government say that they want to come and take us from the park. We are doing this business to bring up our future, and we need to live. So this is why we're doing this business.
The former rebel fighter says he moved to the park because he could not find a job elsewhere. In a country where the United Nations estimates some 85% of people are unemployed, Liberian officials are working with donors to provide alternative sources of income for people living in the park, including fish farming and ecotourism.
So it's not a matter of moving security men to run after people in the park. It's about addressing some of the major concerns for which people are now into the park.
While Nyenkin says the government understands its responsibility to create jobs, he says it also has the duty to prevent people from spoiling this unique ecosystem, to preserve it for future generations.
When this desecration of the park continues unchecked, the Tsapo National Park is going to be gradually losing its international significance. And so we don't want this natural heritage to be destroyed, and the government of Liberia is doing her best to rescue the park.
Conservationists say Tsapo was part of a biodiverse corridor that's home to the highest number of mammal species in the world, including the Diana monkey, black and white colobus, and the western chimpanzee. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.